Whoa, now, what's happening? This is the Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith, speaking from the future about the past and the present. Keep family close, man. It's the loved ones that'll help you get you through it. Enjoy life. Spend as much time with family as much as possible. Cherish those love moments. Listen up and enjoy these words. You can follow me at Maniacal Menace on Instagram, maniacalmenace.com. That's ManiacalMenace. I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
What's up? Back again, goddamn it, to another edition of Tell Me a Joke, the guideline of chasing a dream. I am your host of Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith. Say it like a whole thing, like a pimp named Slickback. And today, I am here with the one and only, my sister, Roslyn. How's it going there, Roslyn?
It's going.
It's
so dry. This is terrible. Yeah,
it's good. That's a good way to start. We just shoot the shit about dream chasing or what it takes to accomplish your goals in life. Okay. And from me growing up, I've always known you've been good with numbers. Your thing has always been numbers.
You know? I don't even know how that happened. I think somebody told me I was good with numbers, and I went with it.
Is that what it is? What did you, since you were littler, what did you always want to do?
Went into college, and I was going to do pre-med, actually.
Oh.
And then it was the option to choose whether... Do you do what you want to try, or do you do what you're good at? And I chose the easy route. I just do what I'm good at. And, and here we are.
I mean, it's still a good accomplishment.
That's cool.
I mean, it's not. You used to watch ER a lot.
I did.
You used to watch ER a lot. And
I sure did.
Is that because you wanted to get in? You don't mind blood. And all that, like, what?
No,
you want? Let's just save lives. That's what we're thinking about. Let's just get into this.
It just seemed interesting to me.
Uh huh.
To want to do that. Now
you don't seem like a person that would care for blood at all.
This is probably why I still watch all the serial killer shows that I watch.
But see, that seems like a wife thing to do. Oh. Though it always that once it gets to that point, but
it's so fascinating.
It did come around a time where we're a lot older now, and you, since you are a wife, it seems like this is
what I'm supposed to be doing.
This is
what,
yep.
Yeah.
This is the full circle kind of thing.
It's fine.
So, you wanted to be a private practice?
No, it was more like an ER physician.
ER, emergency room. Yes. So all the trauma stuff.
It just seemed like this is it.
Wow. Like a whole Doctor Strange type vibe.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and...
But it really just stemmed from me watching ER and thinking, oh, that's cool. That's what I want to do.
Huh. I never would have... I wouldn't have put it that way. Like ever... Growing up with a sister that... It was strange because you were a fan of dolls and
I did have dolls.
Yeah, I had pediophobia. That's a fear of dolls.
Oh, but only when they're creepy.
Yeah, you didn't have creepy dolls.
I didn't.
You had an abundance of them.
I did have a
whole lot of dolls, and that there. I guess for me, very traumatic because I had an older brother who didn't give two shits that I had a legitimate fear of dolls. And yeah, I guess that we could just go ahead and bring up old times of, do y'all remember when y'all locked me in the room? And no. You don't remember when
okay,
y'all, you locked
full
me
disclaimer,
in y'all room?
There's a lot of stuff room. That I don't remember.
apparently this was supposed to get me over my fear of dolls. So Kevin,
I was a part of this?
I believe so. I mean, it was your room.
Or did yeah. I just say, yeah, you can use my room?
I guess. I'm not really sure. You didn't stop him. Like,
probably not.
Yeah. Okay. And apparently,
which house was this?
This was in the house on Shannon.
Oh.
When you stayed in there in the room all the way at the corner to
yes.
the right. Yeah. You had that room. In that room, you had your day bed
uh-huh.
and you had the trundle
yes.
under there, and you had the dolls just lined up all around. Yeah.
Because I slept on the bottom, so I wouldn't have to make up the top.
Right.
Yes.
Very frightening. Very frightening to see all those dolls. And apparently one day my brother was like, fuck that. You're not about to be afraid of dolls no more. This is ridiculous. And he locked me. And how you get locked in the room,
I couldn't.
I was going
to say, how did he lock you in?
Because he held the door. He held the door closed and he didn't let it open. He didn't.
We needed Kevin here. Like, he needs to remind me if I was
in
on this.
He probably does remember this. And like when he listens to this, he's going to be like, I was a terrible big brother. Yeah.
Well, maybe he just thought he was doing you a big favor.
It was not.
So did it make it worse?
I mean, I'm still kind of slightly afraid of him, but to say that, you know, I don't think that's a way to do it. I don't think that's a way to get there. I mean, there's slower processes or techniques that you probably could approach instead of just locking somebody in there.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then fair. I was very young at the time, so I didn't know how to process any of it.
How long did he leave you in there?
Long enough for me to stop crying and fall asleep in the middle of the bed.
Okay. We're terrible people.
It was so bad. It was so bad. And these are the things that I think about now that probably have directed me into the path that I'm actually taking. So, you know, I'm
okay.
Like, oh, this is good. It's good to get these feelings out and talk about them on stage. And it's like, oh, you had a fucked up childhood. Kind of. I mean, it was fun, though. It was fun. It was very much so fun. With the sports and stuff that you did play, because
mm-hmm.
you, like, I was busy.
You
very busy. You did so much.
I did.
And to look at you now, you don't seem like a person that would have done any of that.
Really?
Kind of, sorta. Like, you could flip like Sonic. Can you still flip?
I haven't done it in a really long time. I'm good on a trampoline just because I feel like I have some leverage. On
yeah.
the ground, these old bones, I don't know.
These old bones.
I'm pretty sure if I stretched, I could.
Huh. Wild.
Wild. Just to let people know, my husband is in the room, and if
yes.
you hear some huns and haws, it's him.
We'll be talking to him later on down in the line. He'll be his own little segment.
That should be
so
fun.
That's going to be a good one. He loves shoes. And that's great. I definitely wanted to.
I just called him the hobby guy. He seems to always have a hobby. But anyways, I did have a lot of activities growing up.
So many.
I don't really know why. I just enjoyed it. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I just always felt like I needed to be doing something. So.
Mm-hmm. I think that's it. It seems like that's a mentality from your mother.
Yeah, but I mean, like. I don't really know, because I started dancing when I was so young, and it was just like, well, what am I stopping for? Like, am I stopping to do something else? No. So I might as well keep doing it. Sports didn't come into play, though, until I probably got to, like, seventh grade. Like, I didn't play any sports before seventh grade.
Oh. Okay, because I remember softball.
Yes. Softball was first, or volleyball was first, and then softball, vice versa. I don't remember. But I did that 7th and 8th grade.
Seems like your sports, though. That seems like that's exactly what you should do if you were to play a sport.
Yeah, I really like volleyball, though. So then when I got to high school, I just kept up with that. I did try basketball. Wasn't a
did
fan.
Did you really?
I did. I went to one tryout, and I was just like, yeah, no, I'm going to stick to what I know. And then that was it, and I just stuck with that. So dance and volleyball, but I was just used to being busy, and I didn't know what downtime was. Which
yeah.
is probably why I'm like that with my kid. She very rarely has downtime because I feel like Just be busy.
Just be, yeah, keep it going. So
keeps you out of trouble. Keeps you in shape.
Yeah.
And then it just, like, gives you opportunities to, like, do different stuff and meet different people. So
I just went with it. That does. Yeah. I never understood your passion for dance, but I knew I did not care. And I hated every recital.
I was about to say, but y'all had to go to every recital. I never understood every single one of them.
Why we had to go to each of those recitals. And I was like, why do I have to be here? I do not care for any of this at all.
I know, and it's funny because your dad got to the point where he knew who was a good dancer and who wasn't after all the years. And I thought that was so funny.
Oh, yeah, I bet he would. Like, because he pays attention. Yeah, I'm definitely going to be here for it, and I'm going to support. And I'm like, well, all right, I'm pretty sure Kevin doesn't care.
No.
Kevin probably was just trying to hit on anybody else that was just loose and scandalous out there.
Probably so, but I'm pretty sure y'all slept through most of the recital.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely slept through most of the recital. I was like, you're forcing me to be here. This is like church, but longer.
Yes.
And I definitely didn't care to be
at church
for so long.
But I'm sure there were some entertaining moments somewhere in between.
I couldn't tell you. My lids were closed most of the time. I was like, I don't want to be here. This is not.
That was a lot of years.
That was so many years of doing that. And those recitals were very long. We watched them to beginning to end.
You did.
And I was like, damn.
I appreciate y'all.
You're welcome. That was some times. It was good times and bad times. But woof, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's you know, that's life though, and that's
what happens when you have siblings. You just go to these things. I'm pretty sure I went to some of these karate thingies.
Well, Kevin had the most of them.
I'm pretty sure I went to some of his if I wasn't doing something else. I'm pretty sure I went to them. I don't remember them, but I'm almost certain I went.
Huh. I couldn't remember
because at that time I think LaShawn was doing Taekwondo with him as well. So
I remember when LaShawn was in Taekwondo. So was my dad. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. He stopped because he punched somebody and broke their ribs.
Is that why he stopped?
Yeah. Oh,
I didn't know that.
He punched somebody and broke their ribs. That's when he starts sparring when you get your camo belt.
Yeah.
He started sparring with somebody. He jabbed somebody in the rib and broke it. He was like, oh no, I can't do this no more.
Yeah,
so
that's
he
not
quit.
Okay.
And we kept going. I stopped at purple belt because I wanted to play outside. I was like, I want to play with my friends. I don't want to do this no more. Kevin kept going because he's a psychopath.
He is a psychopath.
And
that's true.
Yeah. And so now he's nunchucking bo staff all the way.
But that works for him.
That does. Whatever keeps you calm and not crazy or trying to tear somebody's head off, that's good. He got a van. Did you see his van?
I did not. I had heard some rumblings, but I haven't checked in.
He's got a dad van.
Well,
when you have
12 children,
that's so many kids.
He's going to kill me for saying that.
It's okay. It's okay. You know he's got like 64 in the waiting.
That's true.
You got a small little hockey team, man. Jesus Christ, dude. But, hey, we love him. We love him. Keep him coming, I guess it's my turn now. Not anytime soon. I'll be 50 before mine comes.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think that's a good age. I think that's the appropriate age, or age that comes with, I could teach this kid something instead of being like, I don't know what the fuck to do with a baby, you know? So.
I definitely did not want kids, but if I had to have one, I wish I would have been like 35 or 40.
At a more riper age.
Yeah,
that's understandable.
Yep.
You just have one, though.
Well, because I was smart enough to say, yeah, this is it.
This is it. Michael Jackson movie. So.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
You wanted more, sir?
Yes.
He did want more. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's be very clear.
Uh-huh.
He just wanted a boy.
He just...
And I've explained to him several times that, you know, that is not in my control.
At all.
I'm not mad with my girl.
It would have been our luck that we would have had another girl.
And that's
we all know that would not have gone well.
That would have been very upsetting
and done.
For him. Wishful
That's
thinking
what
now.
She chose.
I'm so sorry. Would you like to join in the conversation, or are you just gonna?
No, but that's what she chose.
Love it. That's perfect.
Oh my god.
It's crazy. I would ask you how your childhood was, but it was probably I was there
for, my childhood, for most of it. Yeah. From what I remember, it was fine.
Yeah.
I just remember that Kevin got in the most trouble.
Very much so.
Okay, let's put it in order.
That's good, because we could do this. Okay.
Most trouble? Definitely Kevin was first.
Definitely Kevin got in the most trouble.
Then you.
Yeah, I got in so much trouble.
And Sam and I don't
know if you ever got in trouble. I remember you getting yelled at once, but that was about it. I don't know.
And I think I was gone was coming up.
I remember I got you in trouble once. I got you in a whole lot of trouble.
What did I do?
You were down the street, and they were off at drill, and
you told them I was down the street?
Yeah, I did. I told Marilyn called. And Marilyn said, "Where's Rosalyn?" I was like, "Oh, she's down the street by such and such." She was like, "What?" And wow. I was like, "Oh," and Kevin was like, "You motherfucker." I was like, "Oh, no. Did I mess up? My bad."
Kevin and I were always on the same page.
Yeah.
Like, we always were just like...
Yeah, because he knew he was going to be doing something bad.
Line.
So it's just like, yeah, well, I don't... Hey, I definitely don't want to get in trouble.
You other kids just didn't fall in line. Yeah. Did I get in trouble?
Did you get in trouble? I know. Well, I'm pretty sure you did. I'm pretty sure there was a few. I know you got in trouble for that. I don't know to what extent you got in trouble
for, like, screaming at my mom one time. But I can probably count on one hand how many times
I
got in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
So between Sam and I probably got in more trouble than him.
Probably.
But that
so.
Was a very slim.
It's very rare that very Sam rare got in trouble. I remember we went to school where we went to Believer's Life. We both went to Believer's Life, Christian Academy, where they allowed us to get paddled. Dad and them
so
signed
them.
Oh, that is wild. Yeah, Prep did too. Did you ever get paddled at Prep?
Mm-mm.
Never got paddled at Prep. I remember Sam got paddled. And this is when I knew Sam was something else, because I was like, this is something. There's something with these Smith kids. It mentally, you can't break us. I don't know what the hell it is, but apparently,
y'all just don't care.
That's true. That is true. If it doesn't pertain to us, it's like, well, you're not helping me out, sir. I know I'm gonna be successful in whatever I'm doing, but sure. And I remember Sam did something. I don't know what he did to get in trouble. Cause Sam rarely. No, he did. He got in trouble often.
But it was mostly because he would probably talk.
He would be talking.
Yeah, yeah. That was probably it.
Yeah.
Because by the when he was in high school, it was the same thing.
I think that's why he was there.
Probably why.
And he was in the principal's office was connected to my classroom. And I don't know why, but yeah, he had the door open and the teacher was gone. And me, I don't keep still. So I saw Sam in the principal's office. Wait, I was like, you about to get paddled? He was like, yeah. I was like, wait, what you was doing? Well, I was talking or something like that. I was like, what? And he just sitting in there, just twiddling his fingers, no fear in his face or nothing. Man. It comes time for him to get paddled, and the door is still open. So, like, I can hear everything going on. And you hear it, you, whap, three swats.
I was about to say, it's usually three.
And then it's what it reminded me of. You remember Street Fighter? Remember the movie Street Fighter? You might not remember the movie Street Fighter.
I remember there was a movie, but I don't remember the movie itself.
Right, with Jean-Claude Van Damme. If you look at it now, it's a terrible movie. But but back then... There was this Samoan guy that was on there, and he was supposed to be E Honda, and he was out there, and he got captured with Balrog, and E Honda's supposed to be Japanese, not Samoan, but that's another story, and they punished him, so he went to go get whipped, and as he was sitting down, a big fat Samoan guy, and he's smashing and whipping him and lashing him and everything, and he ain't making no faces. Nothing at all, not even a flinch. And that's exactly what that reminded me of. I'm like,
Sam is emotionless.
Yeah.
But he's still like that.
Yeah. It's something else. I think that's why he likes cats. I think that's why he's a cat guy.
Still sketchy.
It's very much so sketchy, because cats are sketchy.
Cats are sketchy.
it's like, the personalities fit. I also assume he's a Naruto character. Neji? It might not be Neji.
Okay, you watch that, and so does my kid, and I know nothing about
that show. If I could figure out the name, I'd tell Sandan, and she'd be like, yeah, he is like, that's exactly who Sam is like. And it's like, well. Yeah. And that was something else. Because, like, usually I hear people in there and they break down. They break down in there when they're getting paddled. But,
yeah. I know Kevin. I think Kevin got paddled quite a bit.
Yeah. He has stories about when he got paddled.
But I've never gotten paddled ever.
I've gotten paddled a few times. I actually have a bit about me.
I think I was just so confused by y'all growing up because I'm like, how do you get into it's that so much trouble?
I don't know.
I just seem like life wasn't that hard. You just needed to go to school
and
clean your room in the house on Saturday, and that's it. Like I don't understand how the trouble came. It's because
you tell us to do something, that's why we don't want to do it. I mean, I'll do it, but don't tell me to do it. You know, then if now you're telling me to do it, now that means I'm obligated. I have to do this. Nah. I won't be my own person. I'm gonna do it on my own time.
I hear that, but I think in my mind growing up, I just understood that that wasn't my place. Like you just do what you're supposed to do until you're old enough to like make your own decisions.
No, I couldn't tell you why the motherfucker did the things that it did. It's just so, when I think about it now, it's like, why would I do that?
Yeah, I've questioned that quite a bit. I used to be like, I just don't understand how hard it was.
It shouldn't have been too hard. I mean, I feel as if our parents were pretty strict.
They were, but I don't think they asked for anything crazy.
No.
Plus, I will say that I was always busy, so I really just didn't have time to even think about doing something crazy. Well,
see, that's the thing. We were punished a lot, so we had lots of time to think about doing something crazy. And yeah,
that's why you stay busy.
See, that's a lot of alone time. A lot of alone time as a child that'll really fuck you up.
I guess it just gives you time to stir and think and say, oh, what if? And then the what ifs become realities at some point. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I remember Kevin got me whooped one time and I was like, what are you doing? I thought we were supposed to be siblings. Like, you're supposed to love me. Why are you getting me in trouble right now? And
that's a whole nother. I don't think Kevin understood the word trouble.
I think he understood. I don't know what he was doing.
He just wanted to do what he wanted to do.
He did. And I was like, you know, I'm about to get a whooping right now. You know, daddy in the next room, and you know that I wasn't supposed to be bringing this to school. And you're going to be real loud and you're going to say this. Yeah, see, the scenario was I brought, you remember Pogs back then?
No.
Okay, Pogs were these little games where you got these little chips. These little cardboard chips, and they got little cartoon caricatures and stuff on the front of them. And you take these little hard pieces called slammers, and you slam them down. Whatever chips flip over, that's the chips you get to keep.
Oh.
And they call them Pogs.
Okay.
And I used to have a collection of Pogs, and you know, like Daddy never liked my dad never liked me to bring anything to school. Like, well, anytime.
There's a reason for that.
Right.
One, because you're going to get in trouble at school for having them, so why take True. Them? See, the logic but in that. You see it?
Every kid got some, but I was the cool kid that had the better shit.
Okay.
And so I got to show off the better stuff. Okay. That I can't just let them, oh, I can't bring my stuff to school. My parents won't let me. Oh, well, look at my thing. And it's like, so, it's, okay. You know.
It's peer pressure.
Yeah, lots of peer pressure.
I never fell into that. Ever.
It's just, you don't seem like your personality would fall into any type of peer pressure.
And that's where Sam and I are alike, because he doesn't. We just
no. He fell into so much peer pressure. Peer pressure that got me in trouble.
Yeah.
Because I had a whole pad that I had bought at Walmart because, you know, my dad made us work for things, so I was able to buy stuff and people at school couldn't buy.
What do you know?
Worked for it, bought it, brought it to school, got it broke at school. I was like, I just got this. Oh no, how am I gonna explain to my dad?
See,
how
the thing about it is he was actually saving you from that and you just decided.
Yep. And then I told him that I wasn't gonna bring it to school and I brought it to school anyway, so boom, I lied to him, and that's even more on top of being in trouble. And then Kevin come in the room is like, what happened, man? You brought this to school? I was like, why are you so loud right now? Why are you so loud? You know that in the next room, putting his belts up. What are you doing? Like, what? Why is this a thing that you're doing right now? And I was like, dude, shut your face. And he was like, man, see, that's what happens, bro. Man, now I got broke. Who broke it?
The irony of him, like, why are we still holding you about...
Yeah. I'm like, dude, why are we still talking about this, son? I'm pretty sure he heard already. And then my dad come in, hey, so you took it to school, huh? I was like, damn. He was like, Kevin, get out. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, son. Thought I was scot-free. It's too bad that I already broke my set. Now I gotta get a whooping too. Oh.
And I don't want people to think that I'm like, was goody two shoes. I'm pretty sure I did stuff. I'm almost certain I did stuff, but it was never like
never
that
to the,
bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
It surely wasn't. I don't even know.
It's funny that he's making all this noise because honestly, when I used to work at Foot Locker with him, they used to call me Mother Teresa.
The goody two shoes.
But I'm like, it's not even being a goody two shoes. It's literally just doing what's right. Like, I don't understand.
Oh no.
And for those of you listening, when my husband decides to do this podcast, you'll realize that he and I are complete opposite people.
But they accent each other so well. It is so weird how it works.
Yeah.
And hilarious.
I mean, people see us and they're like, I don't get it. Yeah. And then they're around us, they're like, oh, I get it.
Oh, I get it.
I mean,
Total opposites. But it works. It really works.
I tell him all the time, I'm the best thing that happened to you. This works.
Oh, yeah. That is when you think about it. I can't remember everything. No, I don't. I remember a lot of times that I was in trouble, and I can't remember many. I only remember that one time where I got you in trouble. And I don't even know if he was really in trouble after that.
As far as like being grounded and things like that, I think I got my phone taken away once.
Oh, that was way later on.
Oh, yeah, that was, I mean, I think I was in high school at that point. But anything before that, nope. No, because I did what I was supposed to do. That was it.
I don't know why we couldn't. We just, you know, because we wasn't supposed to do it. That's why.
That's why you did it.
That's why we did it. Yeah. It's like, well, why can't we? It seems like it should be pretty fun.
And that has never been my mentality. My mentality was always like, a child should stay in a child's place. And if that's what I'm supposed to do, then that's just what I'm supposed to do. I mean, eventually I was going to get older and my time would come. So now that I'm older.
Just wait it out. Just wait it out.
Just wait it out. I mean, because then I always used to think about like what would happen if, and it's like, okay. Do I just do what I want to do and then get grounded or just like chill? And I was like, just chill. Just in case something comes up, I don't want to be grounded.
Huh.
I had a lot of logic. I think that's what saved me.
I never thought like that at all.
But I think too much, and I've always thought too much. So I used to.
My logic always came after the fact.
So like, then Kevin, it was always after and be like, that probably wasn't a great idea.
Like, all right, now that I've gotten in trouble, how can I lie to make it not so bad?
And then you make it worse in the process.
Yeah, it makes it a lot worse. It a lot worse. And it's like, damn it, if I'd have just did this, if I'd have zigged instead of zagged, instead of zigged,
I mean, but you know, we get older, we figure it out.
Takes a minute. It took me a while. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, he's finally getting it. I think getting his van actually is when it all dawned on him. It's like, oh,
yeah,
all right, no more of the bullshit now. It's like, no, no, sir.
It's official.
No, sir. Time to really fall into adulthood hard.
That sucks, but
I'm glad that I'm not glad. I've tried. I was almost in that situation to where it would have been just me, house, and kids. But the kids didn't come, and
parenting is overrated, so.
I'm
so happy we're at the end of the road.
I am so happy that I didn't do that at a young age. And I was like, this is great. Because back then, I didn't have the mentality for it, and I understood that. And I understand it now. I didn't understand it then.
Yeah.
Now I understand it.
It's different when, like, you plan it. And yeah. It's different when you just fall into it.
Yeah.
We fell into it, so, what can you do?
Is this how you expected your life to be going?
You know what's so crazy? I don't think I ever really had a plan.
Oh, no?
No, I don't think I ever really had a plan. Like, thinking back, like, what did I want to do? I knew I was going to go to college. I got that.
Uh-huh.
What I was going to go for, like, I assumed that I was going to do that, but I didn't really know how that was going to pan. I never really had a plan.
Oh.
I just knew I had to go to school. That was it.
And everything just fell into place after that.
When you say fell into place, what do you mean by that?
Everything just kind of came along and was like, well, I guess since I'm doing this, I'll continue doing this.
I'm a true believer that you don't, like, fight the universe. You just kind of, like, go with it and things just fall as they may. And that's basically what happened. Here he goes.
Here I am.
And I think I've always lived my life like that. Like, I don't really fight
the universe.
It's just kind of like, okay, that's not working out. Maybe that's not how it's supposed to be. So I did finish school. I finished school. It took me a little bit longer, but it's done.
Uh-huh.
The one thing that wasn't planned that I would be pregnant.
Huh.
So I... Yes. <Yeah. laughs> So that was not expected, and then everything after that for a few years was a little bit wonky because graduation day came. I was still pregnant. So I went to graduation. I didn't know I was in labor, but I was.
Whoa.
And I left graduation and I was like, yeah. And then I went to the hospital and had a baby all in the same day.
Whoa. You had a graduation baby.
I did.
Wow.
That's how the day went. And then
I don't know if I knew this.
Really?
Was I there?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, we have as a matter of fact, it's on one of these walls.
Holy.
Maybe not in here. There's a picture of us at my graduation. No, it's not in here. And I remember waking up that morning. I was like, because I didn't want to buy anything to wear because I just felt like I wasn't going to be pregnant, but I was. So I went to the mall and found a dress and went. And I really thought, I had eaten Taco Bell the day before, so I thought it was Taco Bell. And I went to graduation, and we went out to eat.
It was Taco Bell.
Well, I didn't know. That's why you don't have kids when you're young, because you don't know nothing. I was stupid. But we went out to eat after graduation. I definitely was, like, having a conversation and would just, like, put my head down because it hurt so bad. And then I went home, and I went and sat in the tub, and I was like, all right, it'll go away. And I remember calling Claude, and he was just like, you should probably go. And I'm like, I'm not going. They're going to send me home. And it was right around midnight that night. My friends were like, no, we're going to take you in. And I went in, and I was like 6 centimeters. And the people were like, oh, my God. Like, and it was like, what? And the next thing you know, 2 hours later, I had a kid. So at that point, I was just like, oh, no. Now what do I do? And I told our parents, I'm like, listen, I can't be under y'all roof. I got a whole kid now. Like, it's not your job. But again, I had just graduated from school. I was only working at Foot Locker.
Huh.
I don't know how I was supposed to take care of this kid. So I moved to Texas the first time because he was in Texas. And that was different because he was just getting into management, just making money, and now he's taking care of himself plus me plus a baby.
Boom.
That was a lot. And then I stayed home for like a year and a half with her. And then I kind of like worked at Foot Locker when I could. And then we moved to Lake Charles, and then I decided I should probably get a job. What did I do first? I think I worked at the hotel overnight.
Whoa.
Yeah, but it was at the casino, so it was cool.
Huh.
And then I moved into like their offices, so I had a day job. And then we moved to Lafayette. And then I went back to not having a job. Started working at Foot Locker again. So now my kid is probably like 3. She might have been 3. So I've been out of school for 3 years, and I haven't had like a real job. And I did that for a while, and then Katrina happened. And then my mom called one day and she's like, hey, you know, my job, they're looking for people. Do you want to move to Texas? And I think we had had discussions about moving back to Texas at some point. And I was like, I need a job. Yes, I'll go. So I left my kid with her dad for like a week and I came to Texas and I found a school for her. I stayed with my mom, went back and got her. And for a year and a half, I commuted from Texas to Lafayette every other weekend because he was still in Lafayette. Whoa. I know. So again, me not fighting the universe, it just was what it was. And I knew I needed to work. I knew I needed to get a real job. She was getting older. We needed to get settled. So you just do what you got to do. Plus, I didn't have a choice. I didn't have a choice. Huh. Like when you have a kid, you don't have options. No. You just have to make it happen. And I think I just knew that we had to start building a life where we had two real incomes and to make sure we weren't struggling. And then that was it. And then he finally came to Houston and we've been here ever since. So that was it. Mm. But did I think I had a plan? Did I think that, oh, like this is how it's going to go? Absolutely not. Because I didn't want kids.
Yeah.
That wasn't in the cards. I was supposed to be the aunt that like took your kids and hung out and we just up on the weekend and then sending them home. Yeah. That was the plan. That's the only thing that I was certain of. And that didn't go that way. And I was like, oh, okay.
Definitely fits your personality.
Yeah.
Yep.
You did. I definitely teach everybody else's kids horrible things and send them home. That's my job.
Yep. So, there's so many shows about people like you.
Yeah. It's good. Peyton is scarred sometimes. Oh, I nice. Definitely taught her how to pour it out for the homies and she was out there doing that. And her mom was like, what are you doing? It's fine. It's a water bottle. She's good. So, as far as a plan, I did not have a plan. And now that my kid is going to be 18 in December, which is boom. Weird.
Yeah. Old.
Yeah. We're slowly trying to figure that out. I think we can't wrap our head around
it's
it.
It's hard
but it
for
is
me to wrap my head around it. I'm like, where did the time go? When did she have her?
I feel so like she was just 16. It was like, oh, you turned 16.
I feel like she was just little. Like, I don't remember. I was like, when did this happen?
I have no idea.
She got a car and everything.
She has a car now.
That was nice. That was very nice for y'all. Y'all are those parents.
We're going to put all that on her father because he felt like she needed it.
That's awesome.
Just an FYI, she doesn't have a license.
it's still awesome how y'all did that. It's like, just to say, you know, just the way you're doing things is the right way to be doing it.
I always tell people we're horrible parents.
she is the girl. Or the kid.
She is the girl. Never, that is how she is addressed. She is never called by her name.
And this is before the Bird Box movie, huh? Just, or is this because of the Bird Box?
No.
This is way before the Bird Box movie.
I don't think
huh?
I've ever seen that movie.
Oh, you've never
seen Wait, what did I watch? Is that the blind one?
Yeah.
No. That's A Quiet Place. I've seen that. Bird Box is the one with Sandra Bullock.
Yes.
I did not watch that. But yes. She's always been referenced as the kid or the girl. And my friend Kim, who lives in Atlanta, also references her kids as the girl or the boy.
Oh.
So it's just a thing.
That is hilarious.
And when I say it, people find that so weird. And I'm like, what's so weird about it? She answers to it. It's fine.
I love it. Would you consider yourself still Catholic?
No, but it's weird because I hadn't been to a Catholic church in a really long time and I went to a Catholic service and I took my kid with me and she's never been to a Catholic service.
It's weird. It's different.
And I found myself like, you know, like the call and response thing and I knew it and she looked at me and she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, this is what you're supposed to say. She's like, why do you know this? I was like, because my whole life, this is where we did Catholic church. Like. So now, no, I don't really consider myself anything but a Christian. And we are actually in the process of trying to find another church anyways because my kid's over the white people church.
Yeah.
So, but no, not Catholic.
She wanna let your soul
blow. Oh, my God.
You want to go to a nice, healthy black Baptist
She does.
Church?
She really wants to be. She's so black. Like, she's just so, like, fight the power.
Whenever she came out with the Thugger Buggers, I was like, wow. That is something else.
She's definitely like just that. Into the culture of blackness, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to help her figure that out. And I always say, like, when she gets to college, she's definitely going to be on some fight the power, Afro with a pick in her head kind of thing. Like
I can see that.
I'm pretty sure it's going to happen.
Yeah. If they don't scare her first.
I don't think she'll get scared by it, but I just don't want her to get into the side of it that becomes like she's this a big cult 18, kind though. Of following. Yeah.
Yeah. That is good. Like, so do you think you would still see Jesus at this point in time?
Sure. I've seen him before. And I know y'all make fun of me about this. I did see Jesus in Epcot.
That's the best way for this to start. Epcot. Epcot Center. Nigga,
First of all, we're gonna see
Mickey Mouse and see Jesus
anywhere. But I did see Jesus in Epcot. It was a great experience, and I'm so happy it happened.
We was watching Michael Jackson, right?
No, we were in the golf ball that takes you up.
Yeah.
And I just remember looking up, and everything else is black, and he did the whole hands out thing, and I was like, oh.
I was so mad. I was like, how'd she get to see Jesus? I wanted to see Jesus. You should have tapped me on the shoulder. Like, why did I get to see him?
I will never forget that. It was probably one of the highlights of my life. And every time I say it, people laugh at me, and I'm like, it's not funny.
It's so serious.
It's not funny.
Like, I wanted to believe. I was like, what?
But the thing about it is, that was for me to see. And it wasn't like, it was the image that I had always known Jesus to be.
Oh, white?
Yes.
Kind
of like in the Catholic Church where he's got his hands out.
Yeah.
That's what I saw.
Wow.
I'm going to Google it and see if anybody else saw it, just in case. I've never done that, but I'm going to try.
Do you remember? All right, there was this one time we was trying to go to the haunted house, and
City Park.
Yes.
Oh, it'd have been Park. One of them.
I think it was like a Chinchuba or something like that. And we stood outside and
I
cried.
Sure did.
And we did not go
that
in.
Is absolutely true.
Okay, you remember that?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Because I was like, I still want to know what was inside. Why was I so scared? I was frightened.
So
I was balled up in your arms, crying.
We definitely went. But the thing about it was, now that I think
Frankenstein
back,
came
who
over.
Stayed outside with us?
I don't know. I think
exactly.
It was just
us. Exactly. I think we were just. So they left us.
Yeah. They definitely
so
went
they
in.
They had horrible parents, too.
They definitely went in. Oh, yeah.
But who did we go with? I'm pretty sure my mom would not have gone in a haunted house.
She went before. I remember because one time she squished me between two people, between somebody else, and I missed this dude getting his head cut off. And I can never forget that. I never forget that. Till this day, I remember that I was little, and she was scared. She was scared. My dad was in front of her, and she was holding on, and she was like, he gonna take the watermelon. Don't take that watermelon. Don't take the watermelon. You know you're gonna get your head chopped off if you take the watermelon. And he took the watermelon, and the guillotine came down, and she went, no! And she boomed.
I do recall seeing something like that, but that particular one, I do remember us going. I do remember standing in line. I do remember...
Didn't go in.
That we did not go in, and it was because there was so much stuff going on outside that
there
was like, okay,
Frankenstein came up to us.
Yeah, something came up to us.
Yeah.
And I think somebody was walking around with like the chainsaw without the
chain
thing
on it. Yes.
And I was like, yeah, this is not going to happen. But now that I think about it, I'm like, well, who stayed outside with us?
Nobody. Nobody stayed outside with us. They all went in and they all had a good time, it looked like. And it came out. It was like, you should have came in. And I just remember seeing a haze because there was so much tears in my eyes.
I was crying very hard. The other thing with that one was it was a rumor. And I'm saying a rumor because I don't even know if it was true that it was the inmates that were in that. And I was like, yeah, no. I'm good to go. And that could have just been them scaring us before we got in there. I don't know, but I knew at that moment that was not going to happen for me.
Yeah,
no. And I have not been in one since. No, I take that back. I think I finally, when I was in my 20s, I went to another one, but I don't remember any of it because I buried my face in it might have been Claude, but I think we went into one, but I know with like my friends, we went into one and I didn't see anything. I just closed my eyes and I walked really fast.
I went into a few of them after that being older and I'm like, this is terrible. I am not afraid of anything in here.
Oh yeah.
This is not scaring me. I'm very upset that the people that I am with are overreacting.
Oh.
And it is, I'm totally nonchalant. I'm like, man, if you don't get off of me, I don't care.
That's like, really nice. I don't know. I'm not doing it.
And then after that, I've never been to any. I'm like, no.
I'm definitely still scared of stuff. There's a lot of stuff that I do not watch because I just don't want to do it. But you watch
murder shows, though.
I do, but it's different.
I mean, people still get murdered in scary movies.
I don't know. I just had this talk with Sinead the other day because she doesn't like scary stuff either.
What type of scary stuff? What is scary to you?
Okay, so they're suspenseful and they're scary.
Right.
I think I don't like the music of all of it, and that's the problem. If it was on mute, I'd probably be okay. Yeah. That whole creepy music thing, I'm not into.
The suspense leads you up to it, and then that's...
I'm much better now, but there was a moment that I was like, absolutely not, and I know... This one right here took me to a movie, and the whole time he was going, ch-ch-ch, and he would like lean over and like tap me on this side, and he was on the right side, and he was sitting on the left side, and I was like, that's not okay. And we were like all of five people in the movie theater. And I want to say it's one of those people that wore a mask. I don't know. The white one, I think. Jason?
Jason or Michael Myers.
I have no idea. That's how uninterested I was. Though.
Yeah. So the gory movies. The
just not a fan of none of that. Like, I don't like it. I just think,
Well, you like to watch the ER stuff.
I do.
That stuff is okay. But
I mean, I feel like that's like a medical emergency as opposed to a murderer.
Well, what about a movie of just gore that just not really...
I need an example.
Monsters. The Raid 2.
Never heard of it.
Okay, Tropic Thunder. Have you seen Tropic Thunder?
I've heard of that, but I don't think I've watched it.
Well, they had a scene where it was being played as they were filming. The dude gets his guts taken.
I've seen that movie.
Rambos? Have you seen any of the new Rambos?
No.
You haven't seen it? So you've seen Tropic Thunder, though?
A long, 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 long time ago.
Robert Downey in blackface?
But wasn't it kind of like... funny?
Yes, it was a funny movie.
Okay, but if it's in the funny category, I'll watch it. Oh,
okay.
Because in my mind, I'm like, oh, this is a joke.
Predator. I mean, have you seen any of the Predators? Well, that's a lot of old.
There's a lot of shows that Claude watches that I'm just like, no, I'm good.
Well, these recent shows that have been these recent movies that have been coming on, they get pretty gory, with like especially like bullets and exploding people's faces and stuff like that.
I'm much better, but it's still not my first choice. I will always choose a comedy, I'll stick to the comedy. I'll watch anything funny.
Ah, funny.
Yeah.
Nice. So are you into romance movies as well?
They're okay, but I'm not. It's not that serious.
that's what I would have expected.
It's all. I mean, like if it's on, fine, great. But I'm not. No.
Huh.
No, I like fun, weird kind of.
Yeah.
Shows.
What is the what's the last movie you seen?
In the theater.
I guess so.
D-Lone. I think my kid and I went to see... No, we went to see... What did we go see? We went with our parents.
Oh, D-Lon. Bad Boys.
That's it.
Yeah, Bad
that's
Boys
what it
3.
Was. Oh, yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And then before that, I think...
The Boy. You went to see...
Oh, I did go see that.
Yeah.
This was me trying to adult. with a 10-year-old. Because she wanted to go see it. And that was suspenseful.
Yeah.
And I was okay.
I have the first one of that, and I'm just like, it didn't do it for me as a dog, because it just wasn't what I was used to as being, oh, this is going to be a doll movie. This is how this should scare me. It was more like R.L. Stein,
okay.
Bumpish.
Also, with movies, I have a problem with movies that end weird. I needed to have like a finish, and it didn't end like I wanted it to end. And I had so many questions. So then I was annoyed. But it's fine. I'm gonna eventually watch the first one because I had not seen the first one before. Yeah. I went and saw the second one, but
I think the first one was a long time.
It was. Yeah. It was definitely a couple.
That
years
was when
ago.
I was getting DVDs back then, DVDs and Blu-rays. Oh. So yeah, it was. It was way back then, and they decided to bring it back out because
But overall, it was a decent movie, and I was cool with it. Like, it was like, oh, okay. But again, I did jump in the theater. Ah. I do remember going, oh my God, like, I can't. But I got through it.
I definitely have to check this movie out.
Yeah.
I definitely have to check it out. Have you seen The Joker?
No, but it is on my list of things that I am going to watch because they made me watch Birds of Prey.
Right. So what do you think about Harley Quinn?
She's funny to me.
Yeah. Yeah, she's. I've tried to get through it, but it's always a slow copy. Every time I try to watch it, they never have one.
Yeah, my kid wanted to watch it, and I was like, all right, let's do it. So we definitely watched that. But I thought it was pretty good. But Joker, I hear, is pretty good.
Yeah, Joker is
I'm going to make my way through it right now. I have been watching Criminal Minds for the last, this will be week 3. That's all I've been watching.
Uh-huh. Are you a Law and Order fan?
Yes.
All SVU? Of them. All of them.
Every last one of them.
So much. It's so much. Great.
A good Law and Order SVU marathon is a game changer.
Oh my God. That is like, it gets me in it. And I'm like, I can't do it. It makes my asshole quiver just a little bit. Cause I'm like, these little boys.
I can watch, and Quad knows this, every NCIS, Law and Order, Criminal Minds, Chicago trilogy that they have going on. I
think you're the person that got me on NCIS.
NCIS is amazing.
Yeah, I really enjoy NCIS.
All of the NCISs, because there's a regular one. There's one in New Orleans now. There's one in LA. I've
seen that one. I think just the regular ones first, though. And those are the ones that I really was into. And I was like, this is good. This is good. Yeah. Like figuring things out, and it's like, oh, that took a twist. Oh, I wasn't ready for the twist.
It's the mind game, like you think you know, and you're like,
yeah, you got I wasn't me. Even right. Stumped. Yes. Stumped on that one. I like it. I do like it. All right. So, do you know much about any of the Jokers?
No.
What about you know something about Harley Quinn? So
no. I was never into any of the DC, Marvel, none of that. And I was forced to watch a lot of those movies because I live with somebody who loves movies. But if you ask me about it, I don't remember movies when I watched them.
So if you had a character to embody, if you could pick a character that you'd say best describes you, like a Lola Bunny or...
Who is a Lola Bunny?
I thought you would know. No. The chick from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like somebody like that. If you can think, who would it be?
This is a very difficult question, and I'm almost certain that I cannot answer it. But what I can tell you that if I ever wanted to be someone, a character, based off of a character, and he's going to laugh at this, but all-time favorite character is Maxine Shaw from Living Single.
Okay. No, that's what's up.
And I don't know why, but if I could be her in real life, yeah.
Yeah.
She was a lawyer and she was funny. She was smart. She was witty. But who am I really? I have no idea. It depends on the day of the week. I'm sure my husband has something to say about it. So go ahead. Who am I?
You're the best.
Okay. That's not the answer.
DJ Khaled say, you're the best.
Okay. That's not. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, look. Yeah, that's a...
Yes. But her character, like you... I watch Living Single all the time.
She was... she reminds me... She has like a slight attitude of my mother. Yes.
She's very witty. She hates everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that just... That describes you to the T right there. Like you.
But I'm not witty. I wouldn't say
you hate everybody. What?
No. Not as witty as I want to be.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay. You witty enough, though. Like,
yeah, I do all right, but I wish I was a little bit more.
But the things that you say to people, it could be like, oh, and you know, it could really stump somebody.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, this is great.
Yeah. Like, because it's. Because you don't think like other people do. Like, you don't.
Really?
None of us do. I don't think.
I was about to say, I don't think any of us do.
I don't think any of us in this family. That's why every time we go outside of the circle, people are like, y'all are weird. And so, yeah.
But I think that's for every family. Like, if somebody outside looked at your family and be like, y'all are strange, and to us it seems normal.
I could compare other people to other people's family, though. I can't compare us to any other family. Yeah, yeah, I'd be like, oh, you like that? Okay. Nah, we are definitely outside of the box. Like the Swiss Family Robinsons.
You think?
Yeah.
Are we that far outside the box?
Not that far, but we are different. I mean,
I know there's a couple of us that just think different, but...
I mean, the way that you think about left-handed people, the same way I think about that left-handed people. It's like, they're, well, who even thinks about stuff about that? It's like, what?
Just random thoughts.
Random. I love a left-handed person. It's like, are you left-handed yourself? No. It's just... they're different. It's like, whoa.
And then I used to always say, how did Sam get it?
How did he get it?
One.
He had to have gotten it. You know, like, if there's nothing else in his family, right, like somebody else, he's the one with the nappy hair. And it's
that,
like,
is true.
Boom, you get the left hand.
And I always said that if I guess from our side, if anybody was going to have twins, because twins run in the family, it's going to be him.
I can imagine that.
Right?
I can imagine him having twins.
I see it.
Because it's Sam.
Because it's Sam.
And then the Mensa story of... it's like, what? You playing dumb and motherfucker, you...
The thing about it is, he's not...
He's not even playing
first
dumb.
First of
he
all,
just,
all of y'all minimal. Are really, really smart.
Mm.
But it's just the way you go about the world that the world doesn't understand it. Like, yeah. I get it.
Yeah, you get it.
I get it with Sam. I get it with Kevin. I get it with you. Like, I get it. But outsiders looking in is probably like,
what?
Yeah. What is happening?
Very different. It is very different. And
but I think that's what makes it cool.
Exactly. That's why it's like a Swiss Family Robinson. Because other people see it as like, oh, y'all are... And I don't know if you probably haven't paid attention to it, but when people see us, since I have a big name down in the New Orleans community, people's like, they call Kevin Big Kyle. They're like, that's Big Kyle.
Okay.
And they finally seen Sam.
Right.
And it was like, oh, look, that's oh, no, they finally seen you. And it was like, oh, my God, it's Girl Kyle. And so I'm like, I guess this makes Sam Bright Kyle.
I was about to say, apparently I'm kind of like a unicorn. Because nobody really, like, they know I exist, but nobody really, like,
knows. Yeah.
And so when they see me, it's kind of like, oh, you really do have a sister.
I be telling people, people know about it, and I tell people often, but just when I mention it randomly, people be like, you got a sister?
I know.
I'm like, yeah, I do. I do have a sister. And she's been around a few times, and I don't think y'all don't ever notice.
That's the way I live my life. Be in the back somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm like that with my friends, though. Like, every time we go out, it's the funniest thing, because they are picture people and I am not.
Not a picture person.
And so if somebody else is looking at the picture, they'd be like, I'm pretty sure. I was like, yeah, I'm just to the left of the picture. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember we went. And they were like, you were there? Yeah. That's just the way I just like to be in the background. But I think most people think I really don't exist.
Yeah.
Most people
think
funny.
It's a lie. It's so weird. It's so weird. Oh, she's right here.
I think it's kind of cool, though.
It is. It is. And people was like, she's just like you. She's just like y'all. Yeah. Yep. We're all a little...
Yeah, we've all rubbed off on
like
each
a
other.
Science experiment.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
No idea.
Oh, but I will say that I always tell people, out of all of us, I'm probably the most normal.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I'm the most normal of the bunch.
Definitely the most normal. Yeah, so I've witnessed some of the things that Sam has said, and I was like, yo.
Yeah, he's definitely off his rocker sometimes.
So this is, would you tell people this, dude?
Like, but then, and then I also have to, like, people always say, well, how many siblings do you have? And I'm like, okay, here we go. Technically, I have 6 brothers.
Yeah.
And I am the only and the oldest girl. And they're like, that makes so much sense. And I was like, does it really? I was like, but I only know 3 of them. And they're like, but still, that makes so much sense. I was like, I think God knew that I couldn't do a sister. I think he, like, I think he,
oh,
he
no, knew. I think it would be something different if there was another girl around.
Agreed.
Yeah, it'd be, or,
I don't think I was meant for that.
She would probably be scarred slightly.
But could you imagine if there were, like, two of us? Like, two?
I couldn't imagine that. That'd be a bit much.
I think the Lord knew, like, that'd, you know, be, what? This is not...
That'd be a bit much. Yeah. There's a... There'd be a lot going on.
I know. That's why I always say, I think the Lord knew, like...
Especially if y'all were, like, twins and y'all finished each other's sentences.
That would be scary.
That'd be very scary. But I would imagine that, that's how that would be. Like, I've actually heard... I think I heard it on a podcast. They had these two girls that they would talk and just either at the same time they would speak or they would finish each other's sentences. And it's like, that's freaky.
See, but LaShawn and I are like that. Like,
that's even weirder. I know. That's even weirder. Because it's like, whoa, y'all are like the same person, but and not.
Right. But it's weird because there's a lot of times like y'all, a lot of people don't notice. Our conversations are not like full conversations all the time. Mm-mm. Like it's like broken sentences and I know exactly what's happening. And everybody's like, I didn't. I'm like, yeah, I totally got it. It's fine. And I don't really know how we got into that place, but it just kind of naturally fell that way. Like when we go out and there's like too many people around and we just need to have like a conversation, we can have a whole conversation and you wouldn't have no idea.
Latin or Spanish.
It's fine. But I guess that's what happens when you've known somebody for like a really, really, really long time. But I'm like that with Kim too. Like,
huh? That'd be like an alternate sister right there. That'd be an alternate universe if that was your actual sister. That's exactly how.
And people think LaShawn and I are sisters, and she gets mad when I tell people that we're not.
Oh, she's like, why don't you just play along with it?
Yeah, because she said, because I always say no, and she always tells them she doesn't claim me. It's terrible. I'm like,
that's fun. Yeah. That's a good friend. That's a fun friend.
Because they think we look exactly alike, and I'm like, you're stupid. We don't look anything. We look nothing alike.
It's just both y'all high yellow. That's it. And she's even more high yellow than
exactly.
You
are. Yeah, we don't even have the same face.
No, y'all don't. Nope. Nope, not at all. But when the attitudes come out, it's like, hey, don't get both of y'all together. That's a death trap. Don't fall into that. And
Claude just leaves us alone. Like, he just,
I bet.
He just disappears.
I bet. Because LaShawn's one thing, and then you, on top of that, it's like, oh, Jesus, I don't know if I can handle this right now. I don't know.
And she doesn't even seem like the type to be like that.
At all.
I know. But her and Claude are like...
Ruthless.
Bosom buddies. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. Goddamn ruthless. She didn't look at it, but boy. Jesus.
I'm the nice one out of us. Out of her and I. Like, she is...
Yeah, good cop, bad cop. It seems like that's how that would be, but...
And I'm also the man in our relationship.
You wear the pants. I do. That's understandable.
Yes.
I can see that.
Not you, LaShawn. Although, I always tell him I am the man in our relationship, and he hates it. Now I just say it to get under his skin, but
there you go.
It's okay.
Fun times. Oh, good. Well, Ross, this has been...
Yeah, but now you got me thinking about our, like, growing up. Like, how it really went.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about it yesterday. I actually did a little podcast about it. Just to think about back then and, like, whoa, the things that I went through and what happened. You know, it was very interesting growing up. Very.
See, and I thought it was all normal.
No. Not like a normal family. Nope, not at all.
I mean, we were blended, but for the most part, I mean, as far as, like, you have parents, you have school, you have activities, that part.
Yeah, I tell people that...
seem normal to
I've
me.
I've always been in a two-story house, and people's like, what? Yeah, you've always been in a two-story?
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
You're right.
Every house we've been in was always two-story, and that is something. People aren't
that
used
not
to
normal?
That. No. One and a half bath? two and a half baths? That's not normal either.
Always had.
I've mentioned that. Yeah, I know. I've mentioned that on the podcast. We was like, wait, y'all had extra? What's a half bath? I was like, you don't know what a half bath is? it's so...
Oh, I never thought about it like that. And I always say, like, I've always had my own room. My whole life.
Oh. Yeah, not everybody.
No.
Nope. Yep. It's we've had a very, very different privileged lifestyle.
I was gonna say we were pretty privileged.
Yep. Yep.
Well, that's nice.
It is. It is. Like I didn't know what taxes was when taxes came around, because you know they never got tax returns. So, you know, but all my friends around me was like, "Ooh, mama getting her taxes. We getting a new bike." It's like
thinking back, you're right. But I will say they were good at letting us stay in a child's place. Like we never had to worry about like food and lights and water. And I look at kids now, they're like getting a second job to like try to give money to the household. Yeah. And like we never had that.
Never had to do any of that. Was never usually a struggle.
No, and like dinner.
Dinner was always there.
Dinner was always there.
Mm-hmm.
It was always different.
Yep.
Of course, we had standard rotations, but we always had dinner every night, which it seems normal to me.
Seems really dickish to be talking about it like this, huh?
Like, and our parents always said, like, if you're in school, you don't need to work. So I never dawned on me, like, oh, I can get a summer. Like, never even thought that I should get a job in the summer.
Mm. No. Nope.
Just didn't.
Rich. Did have it pretty well.
But again, these are because that's how we grew up. It seemed normal.
It seemed
and
very
I have
normal.
Based my life on that. So, like, my kid, I've realized, is a little bougie.
Vacations every year?
We had vacations every year, which I failed at that, but that's just because we have a weird schedule. But yeah, we had vacations every year, private school, which I don't, and I tell them all the time, I was like, I don't know how y'all did it with four kids. No idea.
I don't know how either. I was like, what, this is whole milk, my nigga? We getting whole milk?
Yeah, we always had groceries. Always. Like, we never, and our friends used to come to our house to eat.
Remember the two baskets? Remember the monthly groceries we go do? And we get two baskets?
That is correct.
I remember the nigga kid came up one time and was like, y'all sell candy? Are you a candy lady?
No.
Y'all the candy lady? Where y'all stay? It's like
no, it's just groceries.
It's just like, wait. That's gross. Y'all got food stamps? Food stamps? What's a food stamp?
No idea what that was.
No idea what food stamps was.
No idea. Oh my God.
They didn't know what food stamps was.
We were spoiled.
Very much so. Like,
I didn't even know. The epiphany that's happening right now is.
You don't. It doesn't dawn on you.
And it's funny because sometimes Claude will tell me stuff. Sometimes, like. That's not like everybody's household. I was like, what do you mean?
What do you mean? We're so ingrained in it.
It seemed normal to me. I even tell people now, which is, this is going to sound like a spoiled brat, but there are times where I'll need to cook. And I'll call them and I'll be like, oh my God, like I really need to cook. And they're like, just bring it over. And they'll cook like food for me. Kevin has done it multiple times.
My dad loves to cook.
I know, but then I'm thinking to myself, like, you're an adult with a husband and a kid, and, like, you're bringing your groceries over for your parents to, like, fix it. This is terrible.
They're with it. They are definitely with it.
I would just like to say I'm not going to do that anymore.
Sure.
Now that I've really thought about it and it's come out my mouth, that's a no-go. That's a no.
But that's fun. That's how we get to try new things. That's how the new things come about. And the new things be delicious.
Well, you know, we like to experiment, but you're right. I guess looking back, because I even look at his lifestyle compared to mine, and he grew up in a two-parent household, but the lifestyle was just slightly different. Like, he had a job, and, you know, and I was just like, yeah, that wasn't even on the radar. Like, a job? They were like, absolutely not. Your job is to go to school. And it's like, all right. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna go poll people and be like, hey, how'd you grow up? Like,
you ask them and it's not many people had the amenities that we got to have growing up, especially, you know, like I've gotten to spend the night at my friends' houses before, and I was like, oh, the three of y'all staying here? What's happening, yo?
It's like you don't have your own space.
Whoa, who's that on the sofa outside? Just another family member. I don't know what's happening in this household right
and
now.
And I think I thought it was normal because everybody I hung out with pretty much lived the same lifestyle. Like I didn't really venture outside of
going to a private school.
But I mean, yeah. Even with that, I guess it's because, you know, if you lived where we lived, you were in the That's neighborhood, true. Then it was all the same. And then the girls that didn't. I didn't really hang with them. Yeah. So, and then when I got to college, it just never came up. Like,
I know that Robin and Garrett, they were there next door, but they never had it like we had it. And
yeah, but I think I just assume like you're in the neighborhood, so you must be okay. But I even think that now, like in my neighborhood, I just assume that everybody's okay. In the neighborhood, like then we must all be living the same type of lifestyle.
Nope, not in that neighborhood, especially in that neighborhood, because I'm in Mobin Lulu down the street. Their house was ragged. It was like, yo, what is happening? That's why all the white people moved out, because all the black people moved in and started looking very impoverished in that neighborhood. But
maybe a little bit. But I think by that time we had moved too, so.
Yeah, it was, because we got hip to game. Yeah. It was like, oh no, this is when the bad stuff started. And it did start getting bad back there.
Yeah.
It did start. I didn't realize that Robert and them, Garrett, that their mamas, it was more like a check to check living how they were staying in there. And I was like, oh, you really like it right here, or you're never gonna be able to come up from this spot.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure our parents lived paycheck to paycheck as well.
I never knew.
But we never knew.
Never knew. Mm-mm. Yeah, there was one time it was like, oh, we never let y'all know we were struggling, but we had some times.
I've now what? That I'm older, yeah. I realize that was a thing. But yeah. I'm like, I had no well. Nice idea face. Because again. We always had food. We always had lights. Yeah. We always had doctor's appointments, dentist office visits. Yeah. Everything was on task. We always had vacation. Everybody had their...
Glasses are expensive, but I definitely had some glasses.
I didn't have glasses until after I had my kid. It's her fault. so that was on me. But yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah. No. Weird.
But, you know, I guess they say like you kind of like... have two paths. You can either choose the lifestyle of what you came up in or do something better. And I felt like I was just good. So that's how I live my life. Like pretty much how I grew up is how my kid grows up.
Yeah. Which is really good though. Which is the path that people kind of should take.
Like, we try.
It works.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what makes us all kind of successful just because we were raised like that.
With some kind of home training.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the only difference with my kid is I think we're a little bit more open with
her. Very much so, which it seems like it comes with the territory. It seems like this is how it should be, though, with y'all especially.
I don't even know how we got to that point, though.
I don't know either. I don't even know how she got to that point. I still see her as a little toddler.
Yeah, but I mean, her and I spend a lot of time together, and it just... over time you just let them talk and it just becomes easier and easier and easier. And then if anybody knows her father, he is an open book, and so. You know, it just became a thing, so now nothing's not up for discussion. she hates it sometimes, but I think it's a good thing. We'll see.
No, that's definitely good, because it definitely puts you in the mindset of now you know about it. You can't be like, oh, you didn't know.
There's very few things I don't know, and I'm not saying that to be braggadocious or anything, but there's very few. Of course, she's going to hide stuff from me because she's a kid, but there's very few things that I don't know
which
about.
Which is good, which is like...
But some things I know about and I don't really care. Just saying.
It's good that she's comfortable and she can come up to you and talk to you about things.
Sometimes, but sometimes I just be like, oh, I don't care
about that. Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to know. I don't want to listen. I don't want to parent today.
I didn't have that feeling with my dad or anything or Marilyn. I couldn't do it.
I don't think I had anything to talk about.
So many things I had that I probably should have talked about, but then they sent me to a therapist.
Therapist.
And I was like, why am I here? Am I crazy?
I would send my kid to a therapist because I know that, like, you're biased. And so you have to find a third party that's just there to listen. And then maybe eventually you can introduce yourself. But I get why people do it. Because
this is the reason why all this stuff started. Why I started writing stuff down. Because the therapist was like, you think about all that? I was like, yeah. It was like, you need to write this stuff down.
I just think, I just know that I've never thought that much about stuff, like, I, you know what I mean? I just,
you just let it go. You're just like, all right.
I've never had the idea, like, things that's bothered me so much that I had to think about it.
Oh, really? Well, that makes it really easy to live.
No,
two lives,
it sounds like I'm a psychopath.
That is true. You probably have a slow resting heart rate as well.
I do. I've always had. Always.
That's exactly. You're just like Tom Segura. You watch murder shows? Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, every time I go to the doctor, like, and I'm like, it's fine. It's always been that way. Seriously. It's worked for me.
That is cool. That is really cool. Yeah.
It all makes so much sense
it
now.
It does. It certainly does.
I do get bothered by things, but it's...
But it's easier to let it go, though, once you...
It depends on what it is. There's only two things that can really work me up, and it's my husband and my kid. Anything outside of that...
He's nonchalant about it. It's, okay. All right. Well, it's over now. I remember that one time where you got real riled up when you was about to fight Jeremy's sister.
Y'all keep telling me this, and I don't even remember this.
That was the most amazing thing I have seen. You went ham, and I was like,
But did they do something?
No, they didn't do anything.
Saying, why was I so angry?
You were angry because she wouldn't come outside, but she was home.
But why was I trying to get her to come outside?
So she was supposed to get the tape, and you got upset because...
So I was mad because she wasn't returning something to me?
No. I came there to go get the tape, and Jeremy wasn't home. But Jeremy's sister was home. But Jeremy's sister was something like that. Wasn't answering the phone or the door or something. But we knew she was there.
Okay.
And then you came. And she came to the door. She came to, like, the gate.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't open the gate. And you was like, we just come here to find such and such. All we need is such and such. Why don't you go get it? She was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Get the fuck from around my door. And you got...
Oh, well, then she deserved it. I mean, I feel like we started sensibly, and then you just went crazy.
It did start sensibly. That's not my fault. It got to the point where you was like, bitch, come outside. Bam, 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 bam. And you was banging on the screen door. You need to come outside. And like, eventually she went and found the video game.
But just think if she would have just did that from the beginning.
Yes. If she would have did that from the beginning instead of being... That wouldn't happen because you got agitated.
It sounds like she got flipped, but I just feel like I'm a nice person and I will always come cordial. But the minute you like flip and I was being cordial, that's not fair.
Yeah, oh,
that's probably what happened.
It startled everybody. Everybody's like, "Whoa!
Oh my god! So bad. I feel so bad."
She went and got it. She went and got it.
She would have just did it from the beginning.
If she wouldn't did it from the beginning, it wouldn't have been up. It wouldn't have been no problem. That is true. That is true. That's. It's like those inner demons that sneak out from time to time.
It's my grandmother's fault.
Ah.
It is. I'm so far removed from her, but I'm pretty sure somewhere deep inside, I always tell people, you just gotta catch me on the wrong day.
Oh, it's there. I've seen her beat a dog retarded. I knew she had like the gall in her to just give you a mean face, and you'd be like, oh, you got a seriousness to you. You know, Dee was somebody to be.
I know, but it's weird because I've never been scared of her in my life.
No, I definitely felt that. I was like, nope,
But again,
you seem like you could be mean, but I assume there's no need.
That's how every grandmother was until.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
No. You see my grandma Daisy, she is nothing like.
But I assumed that every grandmother called their grandchild a B-I-T-C-H. I assumed that was normal.
No, you had one of those Beverly Hill grandmothers.
I did.
Yeah, is one of the ones that definitely would not hold her tongue about anything.
And what's even more fascinating is that my mother is a product of her, and I don't even get it. Like,
That's weird.
It's so that's strange. Weird.
I'm still like, how does this work? How did that work? It's there. All of it is in there, mm-hmm. but it doesn't show.
Nope,
it
doesn't. Just buried really, really deep.
That's roots right there. Yeah. That's what that is. Like, when I seen her knock the sense out of this dog with a hose, with a cut-up hose, and I don't know where it came from. She hit it twice across the head.
She just had stuff like that around.
And it was there. And ever since, dog was never the same. Dog was never the same.
Which dog was this?
It was some type of stray.
It's like a tan dog?
Yeah.
Oh, it was Bandit.
Not Bandit. It wasn't Bandit, because Bandit, Bandit.
Or Graham, the husky.
Not, yeah, it was a stray dog from the street,
okay.
though.
Okay. That's why.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she beat it retarded. I was like, wow.
I've best.
Never seen a dog get, like, and then just two whaps, pop, pop, and then, and I'm like, yo, that dog is retarded now. Like, the dog was done.
And again, like, it just seemed so normal.
Yeah.
And everybody knew how she was. Just seemed normal to me.
And she saved me, because that dog was on my ass. I was like, this dog is rabid. It is about to bite the shit out of me. And then she, out of nowhere, I think she was on, I don't know what she was doing. I think she was washing clothes. She was in the yard just doing something. And she, I don't know where the hose came from. She came up so quick and then pap, pap, and then wop, wop, wop. And I'm like, yo. Yo.
Oh, no.
And ever since, that dog was never the same. I was like, man, that dog's going to get hit by a car. Something else.
That sounds about right.
Oh, good times.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first time I ever realized what country life was.
You can actually go outside.
Right. And I was like, well, this is land and property. Oh, my God. And going from the city into...
Well, you had it the opposite way. You went from the city to the country, and I went from the country to the city.
That's...
Which... Why are you rolling your eyes? So I always tell people I'm like a hybrid. Like, I'm just a little bit of...
A little bit of everything.
I'm a little bit of everything if I adapt. I am not a mutt. Walk away. Yeah.
Oh, that is good. You see how that works? You see how this works?
I can't see that far because I took my glasses off.
We're hour 20 in.
Oh, okay.
Right.
That seems like a normal conversation.
Exactly. And something that you would have never thought about.
I'm definitely not going to go listen to this.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, I try not to listen to it.
But I just don't want to hear my voice because it's annoying.
Just to hear about what we talk about. I'm used to mine now after 10 years of just yelling through a mic.
I don't want to do any of that.
No, at first when it started, I was like, I never used to like to hear my voice, but now it's just like, oh, okay. Because I'm like, oh, that's what it sounds like. The first time I heard it, I was like, that's not me. That's what I sound like for real?
Oh, I definitely knew it was me, and I definitely knew it was a problem. So. It's fine. It's like, okay.
Yes.
My child.
Would you like to come?
Would you like to say hi? My glass has been off since I started because my eyes hurt.
You finished Frozen 2, is very good.
Oh, I guess I have to watch it by myself. We're still recording, just an FYI. Yes. I don't think they can hear you. Could have to come closer.
So Mike.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Hello.
Okay. Thanks. We're recording. Like, we can't talk right now. Go.
I need to snack.
Awesome. Yeah.
The story of my life. And this is where we are.
It's a product of you right there.
It's 11 p.m.
It is 11. Yeah. Well, this is fun. This is a good time.
We'll do this again in later. Like, in a year.
Oh, yeah. That works. Okay. That definitely works. And then you can...
I'm finna leave right now. Are you taking the girl with you?
Yeah.
Oh. She said she needed a snack.
Ooh, and a little taste of how the family life goes.
Oh, I forgot that she's driving today. Dang it.
Fun times. Well, everybody, this has been Tell Me a Joke, the guideline of chasing the dream. I've been your host, Monogamous Kyle Smith, and this has been my sister,
whoop, whoop.
Roslyn, in the building.
Whoop, whoop.
Till next time, everybody. Y'all enjoy.
Adios.